This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply. It's better.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
7:31 in the a.m. Monday morning quarterback. Mike Preston is in studio. Report card. You can find it on Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com. Mike, what'd you give Lamar Jackson?
I gave him a B. I thought the first half he didn't play extremely well. I'm not infatuated by these numbers. 290 yards passing. 84 yards were on a hitch. And it was a 7-yard hitch, and he ran down the sideline. Two of the drives the Ravens had were basically the Bengals saying, we surrender because we can't get a first down on fourth and whatever. So I'm the 141.4 quarterback rating, a little bit too high for me, sir, but I still gave him a B because he made the plays when he had to in the fourth quarter.
Running backs,
C, they never really got involved in the game. I mean, Derrick Henry had 68 yards from 16 carries, but not a big deal. Justice Hill, I mean, he had like 0 yards combined as a receiver and a pass catcher and as a running back. So he didn't get it done, and, you know, it just kind of stalled out there. So they got a C, offensive line, C minus, just too much holding, too many penalties, and you got to get better. And I didn't see that. They got a little bit better in the third, fourth quarter yesterday, but nothing glaring. Wide receivers, they came up big. I thought they did well in the fourth quarter, especially in the second half of the game. Mark Andrews, 6 catches for 68 yards. He had that 18-yard touchdown run. Bateman, 6 catches for 54 yards. And then Zay Flowers, 4 for 34. So overall, I gave them a B.
All right. Carry on, my man. Carry on.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Defensive line, Madubuike, 3 sacks. He played well. So I gave them an A-. Linebackers, I thought on the outside and the Bengals' offensive line was not very good, but hey, if you see weakness, you take advantage of it, and they did. I gave them a B-.
Hey, Mike, this is the – I thought two grades I don't ever remember you giving. I know one you'll never give. That's an A+. I don't ever recall anybody receiving this next grade.
An F. I'm just tired of watching.
You recall an F?
No.
I don't ever recall an F.
I'm tired of watching.
Is it an F+,
I mean,
at least?
I just can't play. You look at some of this stuff on this on video. It's embarrassing. I mean, Brandon Stevens on the one pass, what was it, 70 yards? He's running away from the guy. I don't get that.
Marcus, I feel like Williams, the Benny Hill theme song should be playing when they're out there trying to cover.
Yeah, you're chasing this guy. He catches a pass across the middle. Where are you? What happened? I don't know. It's just strange looking at this and watching this keep unfolding. And it's week after week after week. And you say, when are they going to get better? You brought in Dean Pease. That's an indictment in itself right there. You brought in him, and this is the best you're going to get. Who are you going to bring in next? Are you going to bring in Rex Ryan? Are you going to bring in Mike Nolan? Are you going to bring back Buddy Ryan? I don't know. Come on.
Yeah,
it doesn't get any better. So they get an F. Special teams, you gotta make the extra point. Come on, That almost turned this game around.
Yeah.
Stout was decent. I think he averaged like 46 yards, 46.5 yards on five punts. Mm-hmm. And
I like him. He's done well.
Yeah. I mean, and he had some height on some of those punts.
Yeah.
So they got a B. Coaching. We go back to the defense again. I mean, offense, they did enough to win. I wasn't very impressed by Monken's game plan. I thought he got a little too far south as far as doing what they usually do. But in crunch time, spread the ball around, they got it going. But defensively, nope. And do we want to talk about some of the mismatches that we saw in that game?
What do you do?
I don't know. I don't know. That's why they got an F. Well, what do you do?
Because now, like, you think about it, you're not getting the pressure you need to, or you're not getting the guys are trying to cover, and they're not covering even when you give them time or no time at all. Like, it's just, it's tough because if you're not getting to them, and Burrow did a good job moving within that pocket, but you're going to have to start blitzing more, which now puts some of those guys on islands if you don't get to them. And what is that going to lead to? Big plays.
Yeah.
It's, I mean, look, it. Again,
can't
all
cover
this,
anyway.
All this pressure's on the offense again this year, more so than any other year, and this turns into another season where if he doesn't get it done in the postseason, the fingers are going to point directly at him. You're the quarterback. This is how it goes, but I think sometimes he gets graded on a curve, not a positive one, a negative one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply. It's better.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Mike, last night the Baltimore Ravens won. Well, you wake up in the morning, you see 35-34, you didn't see the whole game. You would think, man, that's an exciting game. But Mike, by your standards, that was an ugly game.
It was an ugly game. And both secondaries weren't very good. Neither one of them could tackle. Neither of them could make plays. And that's what you got. You got two quarterbacks who took over the game. And, you know, unfortunately for the Ravens, their quarterback was the best one in the fourth quarter. And that's when they got it done. And he made those plays when they needed them the most. So I gave him a B. I gave the wide receivers a B because I thought they stepped up and played well. But running backs, average, never got really involved much in the game. Offensive line, C- because of the penalties, illegal formation stuff. I mean, but they were doing that earlier in the season. You figure they'd get this straightened out by now, but... You're game 10 and you're still having the same problems.
Mike,
so, overall.
You've never given out an A+. We understand that.
Ever.
But I've been here, what, at morning show, 8 years
eight
now?
8 years.
8 years mm-hmm. doing this Monday morning quarterback with you. I don't recall you ever giving out an F until today when you gave it to the secondary.
Because I got tired of watching him play. Just tired of getting beat up.
So was it really like F that secondary?
Yes. See, big time.
It's ironic time. Because they read the back of his jersey and that's what they did. You chased
know,
him.
Yes. You know, some people can say after secondary, it was just I wanted to forget them. I just I forgot them.
Yeah.
So they got an F.
So, Jeremy, you're saying what the DBs were saying was coach. It says Chase.
Yeah, that's what we're doing. I ran after his ass all over the field. I never caught him, but I ran after him.
So they weren't very good. I mean, Justin Tucker, you miss an extra point. We're going to be talking about that for quite a while.
Are we having Justin Tucker issues?
As I said,
I'm a guy.
Training camp, you got to bring somebody in to challenge him. You got to make him better.
Bring Melissa Kim in.
Oh, my God.
Let her that. Know. Tell him.
Yeah, please. Yeah.
Oh, know, not to compete with him, but to talk to him.
I can't tell. It's
the guy. Is this defense, Mike, at a point right now where they can't win the Super Bowl with this team?
No.
With this defense, rather?
No. You just got to catch it at the right time.
So that's all rhetoric.
And just hopefully Lamar plays the game of his life, you know, when they go to Kansas City. And that has to happen. Mm-hmm. I mean, otherwise, I don't see it happening.
Well, you better hope Kansas City doesn't figure their offense out by the time you face them.
Well, they're going to figure it out. I'm telling you, because they got Andy Reid.
They got number 15.
Yeah, and they got Patrick Mahomes. So they're going to figure it out eventually. Now, do the Ravens, are they going to figure it out? Again, Kansas City has personnel coming back that they can count on. The Ravens, they don't have any guys coming back where you're saying, oh, he's going to make a difference. He's going to make a difference. Kyle Hamilton, you know, he'll be back before the end of the year, but no.
What about going for it? We're so confident going to the postseason. What about the remainder of the games? They're facing the Steelers next on the road. Then you got Justin Herbert. Then you got Jalen Hurts. Then you got Danny Dimes. You're back to, you know, the Steelers again. Then you got Stroud. And then you end the season with the Browns. But then we'll know what's happening. But you got a bunch of good quarterbacks you're going to face in the coming games with this secondary.
Not afraid of any of those guys. I think the Ravens, physicality-wise, if there is such a word, they just get after people. I like their style. I like their presence that they have. And they can do multiple things on offense. They're balanced, you know, as far as running versus pass. I like those things. But again, Lamar's just going to have to play out of his mind to carry this team. There's no other way around it, because when you watch their defense and how they give up points, it's his show.
Yeah, it is.
It is what it is.
Do they have to now worry about being more of a ball control offense than before? Because, again, it was never an issue with, you know, teams will make business decisions of saying, hey, I think we're going to score, whether it's 3 or 7. I'm happy to take it as long as we run this clock down. This team, they can score so fast and they can give them up so fast. It's just, I'm going to worry every single time they score and leave time on the clock with the way that the secondary is.
I think they just have to do what they've already done. Whatever it takes to win.
Try too hard.
Yeah, just win. Just go for it. And if he needs to throw the ball, throw it. If he needs to run it, run it. But it has to go through him, and he has to carry the team.
The two things I keep seeing online is a lot of blame for the referees. I don't care what any of you guys are saying. Brandon Stevens was holding Jamar Chase.
He's holding him, definitely.
You can talk about a push-off all you want. Why'd he push him off? Because he's holding him.
If I'm trying to run a route and you're holding my jersey, I'm pushing you off.
Right. And the same thing, I was just reading something online about people going, why did they trade for Deontay Johnson? He's been here 9 days. 9. So you at least got to give him some opportunity to pick up the offense and get out there. I mean, there was two games in 4 days. 5 days, essentially. Just ridiculous. But what do you think?
He just fell down. Yeah. That made it look bad.
Nobody's going to say. He fell down trying to break back and looked goofy out there.
I know, but that's what people say. They just say, look at him. He's terrible. It was like, he probably won't have his legs on there for one thing. Mm-hmm. And two, he's getting adjusted to a new quarterback. And it all plays a part.
I'm glad you said that, Mike, because I couldn't sleep right after the game, so I watched NFL Network. I saw Maurice Jones-Drew. Drew says that the surface here in Baltimore is a different surface. It's hard. You've got to get used to it. It's not your typical grass surface.
Interesting.
That's what Maurice Jones-Drew said. Because they showed that play when he fell down. They said, listen, man, I'm telling you, I'm not kidding around. The Baltimore surface is a different grass surface than anybody else's.
I can understand that.
And he said, you know, it's one of those surfaces. He said, if you notice, visiting teams come out a little bit earlier because you've got to get used to that surface. And coming from a player,
right?
I'm going to listen to that. Coming from a player.
It's not as bad as the surface over in London, because those guys are always falling over there.
Ridiculous.
Looks like they're on a damn ice rink.
Yeah. See, it's that Tifway 419 Bermuda grass that they use.
The Bermuda.
Yes,
the
it's Bermuda. The nice fine texture. It's very, very special.
See, I can't
believe they're still using that.
I didn't get that he was saying it was bad. He just said it was different.
Right.
It's a different surface.
But depending on what type of spikes you have, you might have to wear.
Right.
Like, There are some guys that don't want to wear those big spikes getting caught in the ground. But again, sometimes you're going to have to.
They never start with those.
Yeah.
It's officially specifically made for golf and sports fields because it cushions more when you fall.
I ain't never fall when I play golf.
Don't be stop it now. Let's do so.
Full contact golf.
That's not true.
No, not when I was playing golf. That's because George flipped over the golf cart, son of a bitch. He flipped it over, and I almost had to have shoulder surgery.
I got a question for you. I got a question. So you were playing golf.
I wasn't playing that day.
What were you doing in a golf cart?
It was a golf tournament. I wasn't playing. We just rolled around. I didn't play.
They rolled the golf cart over.
Yes.
Who was driving?
George.
Johnny Knoxville.
Son of a bitch. The bad thing about it was Jeremy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, my arms are out shoulder length right now. I landed on a rock that big. Shoulder first on a rock that big.
Thankfully landed on his head.
Yeah. Is the rock okay?
No, shoulder. if I hadn't landed on my head, there would have been no damages.
There would have been no rock.
Well, okay, that's fine. We're going to split it up and give it out later.
To
everybody.
Be fair, George just texted me and said it was his head. He leaned it outside and the thing tipped over like the Flintstones when they brought out
six,
the Brontosaurus.
It was a six-man golf cart. No. Six-man golf cart.
It was a big one.
And it flipped over. I'm riding them on the back, so I can't even see it because I'm looking the opposite direction.
How fast
next thing I know, I'm up in the air. I'm like, oh.
How fast? Now, that has to be just poor driving.
Now I'm going to my left. I flipped up so high, I landed on my right shoulder. Think about that for a second. That means I just mishit my head.
Mm.
I flipped over. Bam, came down on that shoulder.
And you guys are still friends?
Nope. I mean, he had to think about it. That means no.
That's my dude, man.
He had to look at his face.
No, that's my dude. That is. I'm not going to lie.
Rob's got anxiety getting in golf carts. I want this thing to flip. I'm just going to walk this course.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.